Bonsoir. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our special council meeting being held tonight on April 8th, 2021. Bienvenue à notre séance spéciale tenue ce soir le 8 avril 2021. Je suis accompagné de les conseillères Maria Torres, Colleen Feeney et le conseiller Dino Mazzoni. Aussi, je suis accompagné de notre greffier, le maître Claude Gilbert, qui va agir comme secrétaire de la réunion. Madame Hulin, la conseillère Hulin n'est pas avec nous ce soir. This meeting is being held in camera, subsequent to the l'arrêté ministériel de la ministère de la Santé et des Services Sociaux, number 2021-074, dated the 2nd of October 2020. Est-ce que je peux voir quelqu'un pour l'ouverture de la séance, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, Monsieur le maire, je propose d'ouvrir la séance.
Merci, le conseiller Mazzoni. Je peux voir l'appui, s'il vous plaît?
J'ai l'appui.
Merci, la conseillère Torres. Tout en faveur, s'il vous plaît?
Oui.
Oui.
Merci bien. À l'adoption de l'ordre du jour, s'il vous plaît?
Alors, Monsieur le maire, je propose d'adopter l'ordre du jour de la séance spéciale du 8 avril 2021, tel que présenté.
Merci, le conseiller Mazzoni. Je peux avoir l'appui, s'il vous plaît?
Je l'ai.
Merci, la conseillère Fini. Tout en faveur, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
Merci bien. Number three, Site Planning and Architectural Integration Program, SPAIP. Councillor Fini, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I move first to acknowledge receipt of the minutes of a meeting held by the Planning Advisory Committee, PAC, on April 7th, 2021. Second, to approve as presented under the SPAIP the following plans submitted to this meeting in accordance with the recommendations of the PAC as outlined in the minutes. 18 to 20 Wolseley South, replacement of 22 windows, one door, cladding material, soffits, facets, gutters, chimney flashing, painting windows and doors. 227 Bedbrook, construction of a garden shed in the backyard, replacing the old one. 234 Ballantyne North, replacement of a window and a door by a patio door in the back. 70 Brock North, replacement of 13 windows and three patio doors. Third, to approve with conditions under the SPAIP, the following plans submitted to this meeting in accordance with the recommendations of the PAC as outlined in the minutes. 452 to 454 Wolseley North, replacement of a basement window. 40 to 44 Westminster North, construction of a wheelchair ramp and platform. 145 Wolseley North, replacement of the garage door. And fourth, to defer the examination of the following plans to a next meeting of this council in accordance with the recommendation of the PAC as outlined in the minutes. 56 Curzon, replacement of the second floor rear extensions cladding material.
Thank you. Before we get a seconder, Councillor Feeney, I have that address as 148 Wolseley North. I just wanted to double check which is the right one.
Oh, you're right. The lighting is not good here. It is 148. Thank you.
Okay, very good. So can I have a seconder, please?
Mr. Mayor, I second the motions.
Thank you very much, Councillor Mazzoni. All in favor, please?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Number four, l'adoption du règlement 2021-002, le règlement autorisant une empreinte de $2,154,100 pour la réalisation des travaux de réfection de la chaussée et des trottoirs, des conduites aqueduques et conduites d'égouts sanitaires et pluviales, et du remplacement des lampadaires sur l'avenue Fenwick. Before we just move the motion, just want to let people know that this is the work, the loan bylaw, to go and do the work on Fenwick. It's the complete reconstruction of Fenwick from Ainslie all the way down to the dead end at the tracks. So, si je peux voir quelqu'un qui peut proposer la motion, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, Monsieur le maire. Attendu qu'une copie du projet de règlement a été déposée lors de la séance précédente, lorsque l'avis de motion a été donné et mis à la disposition du public en conformité à la loi, attendu que, lors de la présente séance, l'objet de la portée de ce règlement ont été résumés, notamment le fait que la dépense autorisée est à la charge de tous les contribuables de la municipalité et que l'emprunt sera remboursé sur une période de 20 ans. En conséquence, je propose que le règlement numéro 2021-002, intitulé Règlement autorisant un emprunt de 2 154 100 $ pour la réalisation de travaux de réfection de la chaussée et des trottoirs, des conduites d'aqueduc et donc conduites d'égouts sanitaires et pluviales, et le remplacement des lampadaires sur l'avenue Fenwick soit adopté.
Merci, la conseillère Fini. Je peux avoir l'appui, s'il vous plaît?
J'ai l'appui.
Merci, la conseillère Torres. Tout en faveur, s'il vous plaît?
Oui.
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 Merci bien. Number five, planning and design principles, the Green Corridor. This has been an ongoing project for that Hydro has. They want to change and increase the capacity of their power line that runs on their right of way, basically behind Radcliffe and Roxton. And what they've come is they've come to the town with an idea to try and do a green corridor. And they did a big consultation with a group of residents that are in the area and other residents to try and see what the town wanted. So this group of residents have come up with some guiding principles and they're being presented to the council tonight. And this is where basically we take acknowledgement of these principles. So if I could have somebody move the minutes, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I move first to acknowledge receipt of the recommended principles by the Joint Working Committee with Hydro-Québec following a public consultation process concerning the so-called Green Corridor to be set up following the replacement of the Hydro-Québec lines on the island of Montreal. Secondly, to acknowledge these guiding principles with respect to landscaping, location, and environmental aspect, subject to land ownership rights and tenant rights, and the actual outline of the Green Corridor when it is known.
Thank you very much. Councillor Torres, can I have a seconder, please?
Mr. Mayor, I second the resolution.
Thank you very much. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. I'm sorry, that motion was seconded by Councillor Mazzoni. Sorry about that. The next thing, number six, we're going to the awarding of a contract for the resurfacing on Avon Road. And as I mentioned in a couple of times in past meetings and in communications, unfortunately, we've received some financial assistance from the province of Quebec to resurface Avon. And our initial idea was to resurface Avon between the NDG border, NDG Côte-des-Neiges border, and down all the way down the hill to the overpass, so to the Lachine border. Unfortunately, when we did some work investigating what's underneath the surface, underneath the road, we see that section from Westminster going east to the border with Côte-des-Neiges, Notre-Dame-de-Grâce, the piping under there needs to be redone. So before we decided to go forward with that, we said, let's not pave it and then have to rip it up to redo the pipes. So we will be redoing the pipes, but because we have to coordinate with the city of Montreal, things move a little bit slower. So what we're doing now is we're awarding a contract to do the repavement of Avon on the part from Westminster going down the hill towards Ronald Drive, basically to the overpass at the train tracks. So this is a contract to award that resurfacing. So if I could have somebody make the motion, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Whereas the Town of Montreal West issued a public call for tenders for the purpose of resurfacing work on Avon Road, whereas 10 contractors ordered the tender documents and 6 bids were received and analyzed by the engineering firm CIMA Plus to verify their conformity, therefore I move to award the contract for resurfacing work on Avon Road to De Souza 4042077 Canada Inc., being the lowest conforming bidder, that is, at the total price of $382,603.47, including taxes. To charge this expenditure to the grant received for this purpose from Transport Québec. And last, to authorize the mayor and the town clerk to sign any documents required to implement this resolution, as the case may be.
Thank you very much. Councillor Torres, can I have a seconder, please?
I second that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much, folks. And number seven, l'adjudication d'un contrat pour le marquage de chaussée. Comme on fait chaque année, ou chaque année, la dernière fois, c'était en 2018, on donne un contrat à une firme qui va venir faire la peinture des lignes sur les avenues, les rues et choses comme ça. Malheureusement, or unfortunately, we've already heard that the lines don't last as long as they used to, and that's an environmental reason for that. They've moved away from alkaline-based paints, and they're moved over to water-based paints. So unfortunately, they barely last the season, but those are the constraints that we have to abide by. All right, so je peux avoir quelqu'un pour proposer la résolution, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, Monsieur le maire. Attendu que la ville de Montréal-Ouest a procédé à un appel d'offres publiques en vue d'octroyer un contrat pour le marquage de chaussées sur la base de prix unitaire, attendu que 4 entrepreneurs ont commandé le document d'appel d'offres et ont déposé une soumission. En conséquence, Monsieur le maire, je propose que le contrat pour le marquage de chaussées soit adjugé à les signalisations RC Inc., étant le plus bas soumissionnaire conforme au prix de $102,453.27 avant taxes pour l'exécution de ces travaux en 2021, 2022 et 2023, plus 2 options de renouvellement annuel, 2 que cette dépense soit imputée au poste budgétaire trait d'union 03-319, et finalement, Monsieur le maire, que le maire et le greffier soient autorisés à signer tout document contractuel requis pour les fins de la présente résolution, selon le cas.
Merci, le conseiller Matoni. Je peux avoir l'appui, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, je l'appuie.
Merci, la conseillère Fini. Tout en faveur?
Oui.
Oui.
Merci. Thank you. Number 8 is payment for a compensation for a parking place, 452 to 454 Wolseley North. Just to give a little bit of context, we've contacted the people that own duplexes in the town, people that have duplexes and actually have a third flat in the building. And we've given them the opportunity to regularize the fact that they have a duplex when in fact they actually have a triplex. So this is allowing them to come into regulation for their existing building. Unfortunately, sometimes with that, if they've had only 2 parking spots, and now because it's considered a triplex, they're going to have 3 parking. So they need 3 parking spots. There is a mechanism in place for them to say, okay, I don't have the room for a third parking spot. However, and nothing's changed because this is the way they've been going all along. But in lieu of that third parking spot, they can make a compensation to the town, to our parking fund. And in this particular case, it's $5,000. The money goes into the parking fund that we have to use to either expand or renovate our off-street parking in the town. All right, so if I could have somebody move the motion, please.
Mr. Mayor, I move to accept the request presented by the owner of the immovable quoted in title in order to compensate for 1 missing parking place for a conversion project of a duplex house into a triplex, subject to the payment of a total sum of $5,000 in accordance with section 5.1.5 of zoning bylaw number 2020-002.
Thank you very much, Councillor Mazzoni. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Torres, you're on mute.
I second it. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Councillor Torres. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Comme la réunion se tient en huis clos, il n'y a pas de question de public, il n'y a pas de période de questions. Alors, si je peux avoir quelqu'un proposer la levée de séance, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, je propose de lever la séance.
Merci, la conseillère Fini. Je peux avoir l'appui, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, Monsieur le maire, j'appuie la résolution.
Merci, le conseiller Matson. Est tout en faveur, s'il vous plaît?
Oui.
Oui.
Thank you very much. Merci tout le monde. Alors, merci d'avoir assisté à cette réunion spéciale ce soir. On se donne rendez-vous qu'on se voit le dernier lundi du mois d'avril pour notre réunion régulière. Merci, je vous tiens à vous tenir en bonne santé et suivre les directives de la santé publique parce que ça a l'air qu'on n'est même pas prête à finir encore la pandémie. So please, folks, keep safe. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll be together for a regular council meeting at the end of the month. And I'm going to ask you to please continue to respect the guidelines from Santé Publique, because unfortunately we're not, I mean, every time you think you're getting close to the end, they move the goal line further away. So please stay safe and keep safe. Thank you very much. Merci tout le monde.